Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I'm the creator of the Celestial Timings and the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And this is a look at the Aries archetype as seen through the lens of shamanic astrology. Aries is the time of spring. So when the sun reaches 0 degrees Aries, we have the balance of day and night, an equal day and equal night, equinox time. And for the next 30 days, the sun is found in the sign of Aries, the seasonal sign of Aries. It's locating a person in the seasonal cycle. If they have sun in Aries, we know they're born in the 30 days after the spring equinox, generally on March 20th in the northern hemisphere. Of course, it's the opposite hemisphere is the opposite season. But I'm in the northern hemisphere, so presenting this from the northern hemisphere perspective. And so what happens at this particular time is the sun moves very quickly along the horizon, every day rising in a different spot, moving about 3/4 of the distance it will move before it reaches the summer solstice, or the furthest northern point and the longest day in the seasonal cycle. So within 6 weeks, the sun has moved 3/4 of the distance, and then it'll take 6 weeks for it to move the last quarter of a distance to reach the summer solstice. And this is one of the reasons that Aries is an energy that is associated with velocity, high speed, decisive, committed action, moving quickly. Also, in the springtime, we experience the growth of plants moving very quickly, the birthing of babies, energy renewing. There's a lot of energy that's associated with this particular archetype. It's a fire sign and it moves quickly. And I have a lot of fire in my chart, and Aries being one of them. And so my talent is to talk slowly. I have a tendency to talk fast and move fast, move quickly. And I get bored and impatient with things when they move too slow. And that can be one of the downsides of having a lot of fire or having a lot of Aries on a person's chart. So this is an energy that is interested in the protection or the defense of the cosmic order of life. It's a sacred warrior archetype. So the righteous cause or the virtuous cause, the honorable cause, the noble cause, a cause worth fighting for, that is what Aries seeks. And once they have that noble cause, they can commit themselves 100%, be all in, and will take committed, decisive, inspired action to further that cause. In ancient times, these were the midwives who protected this birthing space for babies. So we could say it also protects the space for new ideas, new energies coming in, renewal of energy and vision and that sort of thing. So Aries will protect the space so that that can birth safely. And it's also very fun-loving and charismatic. It's an energy that is very independent and centered on self. Can also be selfish, although not necessarily negative, because it's the exploration of self and the understanding of self that is needed before one can truly be in service to others. So it's that identity of self, and Aries likes to do what they want to do. They don't want to be told what to do, unless they're committing themselves to a cause that they truly believe in. And then in that case, then they'll sign up for the cause and do what they can to further that cause. And if that means they need to take orders from other people, they're willing to do that. And so we could say the cause could be human rights, children's rights, animal rights, could be the cause for protecting the earth. Like Greenpeace is a very great Aries kind of cause that someone could get involved with. There's also protecting your country. That's a very Aries kind of way of looking at things. This energy usually sees things as black or white, right or wrong, good or bad, and not a lot of in between. This is right, this is wrong. And that's often the guiding principle for Aries and how they know what they're going to put their energy into, what they're going to really commit themselves to so that they're all in with that cause. This is not really a sign that has to do with giving. It's not also about receiving, but it is actional. It is about taking action. And the Dharma is the warrior protector, similar to what the Hindus refer to as the Kshatriya class. This is the rugged individualist who loves the game, to be involved in the game, to be competitive, and ideally, healthy Aries is about competing with themselves, or the healthy experience of the game and competition, but not necessarily about winning at all costs. It's about the engagement of the game. And when it's a really good game, it doesn't really matter if they've won or lost, although they would prefer to win. Aries does prefer to win. So this is also learning courage, and it's learning innocence, and that sometimes the ability to be spontaneous and in the moment is the appropriate action. And so Aries is all about that. The shadow expressions of Aries can show up as fighting without having a cause or purpose to put their energy into. It can also have extremes of self-absorption and narcissism, and no empathy or compassion for what anyone else might be experiencing. And I started out talking about how Aries likes to go fast, and they can actually become velocity addicts. Race car drivers, perhaps, but going so fast that they don't have any patience or any ability to wait for things in their natural time. So that would be a shadow expression of Aries. And also, if they are taking action just for the sake of action, even if it has negative results, that would be a shadow expression. Doing what they want without regard for the results that it might create is another shadow expression. So, but the things that are really great about Aries is that as the sacred warrior, this is the energy you want to have on your side. When you're fighting for a cause or trying to further something or creating a new world, which is the situation we're in at this particular time. So the Aries energy is that energy that will commit 100% to the vision of creating a new earth. And so it's an energy that we can really honor and appreciate for the gifts that it brings.